Welcome to the School of Radiance podcast. I'm thrilled that you have joined me today. Now, what is radiance? Radiance is the electromagnetic projection of your body, mind, spirit, and energy, as well as other aspects of yourself, humming along just fine. How do we become radiant? Join the schoolofradiance.com membership for the cherry on top approach. How to enter a room and have people notice you at the right time, in the right way, for the right reasons. Have them be attracted to your radiance. This will positively impact your personal and professional relationships and allow you to navigate life with greater ease, beauty, and radiance. This is where I share my behind-the-scenes body, mind, spirit, energy, and biohacking and detoxification practices that I don't share anywhere else. Join the membership at theschoolofradiance.com and enjoy today's episode on the School of Radiance podcast. Welcome to the Rachel Varga Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Varga, double board certified aesthetic nurse specialist since 2011 with over 20,000 rejuvenation procedures performed. I'm an international clinical trainer for other physicians and nurses as well, celebrity skin expert, having been featured on some of the world's top proactive aging podcasts, and much, much more. Learn more at rachelvarga.ca and enjoy today's episode. Welcome everyone to today's live recording here on the Rachel Varga podcast. I have an exciting interview in store for each and every one of you today. We are going to be learning strategies to become smarter consumers in the beauty and food space. There's this overlap that I'm seeing in the space of ingredients, because a lot of companies that actually own beauty products are actually food products, food-based companies, and also beyond that too. So this is going to give you the information that you need to shop consciously and avoid making mistakes by introducing toxins into your self-care and beauty routines. So today's guest is Jen Smiley. She suffered from asthma, stubborn weight, and inflammation for most of her life. Specialists kept testing and prescribing medications with no real answer as to why this is happening. Nothing changed until Jen decided to read the back of a seemingly healthy food product and noticed she was consuming ingredients she couldn't even pronounce. This sent her on a wake-up call. Her mission is to find foods made with real ingredients that she could recognize and pronounce. After years of research, she found every clean swap, making her menu expand instead of usual restriction, and her health took a complete turn for the better. She started coaching family and friends, all of which saw better blood work results, physical and mental changes, and word of mouth spread, creating Jen to become a food coach. In 2019, Jen launched Wake Up and Read the Labels, a company dedicated to helping consumers understand what's actually inside their food and revolutionize their grocery shopping. And in today's episode, your beauty and self-care product shopping. But it didn't stop there. Jen launched on immersive online courses, Clean Eating Academy. That includes recipes, product swaps, dining out tips, makeup, supplement, and skincare that is made with real ingredients, embodying a true anti-inflammatory way of life that can help people feel their best. Welcome, Jen Smiley, to the Rachel Varga podcast. How are you today?
I'm super. I'm excited to be here and help the world wake up, read the labels, and feel good.
Absolutely. I would love for you to, I just read your biography here, and I would love to have you expand on your story a little bit and what it's been like for you to analyze your food products as well as your beauty products at the same time, as I just read to our listeners here. Tell us a little bit about you and your story.
Okay, yes, let's start there. So I like to tell everybody first off the bat, hey, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a nutritionist, I'm not a dietitian, I'm not a scientist. And the beauty of it is that what I have discovered and what I have helped others do, you listening can do this too. So if someone does feel, you know, stumped by, I don't know how to get healthy, I've tried everything and it's not working, well, I hope my story does inspire you to think otherwise. But how it started is, a lot of people may know me on social media or some news, but I like to say that's that's, I haven't always been that way, right? I am a mom of two boys, so I'm super busy dealing with sports, yada, yada. I'm married 12 years. Basically, my hands are full. I have no time. But how many of you have a day in your life, and when you reflect on that day, you know it was this pivotal moment that everything changed, right? That for me, that was right after I got married. I am walking as a newlywed into doctor appointments, and my husband is fully supportive. And we're thinking this is normal. We're in our 20s, and I'm doing breathing treatments, and I'm looking to give him Nexium after every meal. And I'm frustrated. None of my pants fit. My skin's breaking out. I'm going to workout classes. I'm defeated. I'm the girl in the back saying, you know, cardio hates me. I'll never look like these people. Why can they keep up? Why can't I? I remember this day very well because sure, I see pictures of it, but I spent so much time searching for an answer. In this moment when I'm newly married, I thought, you know, you're supposed to feel free. You're supposed to feel confident, all these things. I was stuck. Doctors couldn't necessarily figure out what's the root cause. They weren't looking for a root cause. They were treating all of my symptoms with medications. So here's what I'm struggling with, right? I'm moody. I'm looking for makeup before I can even get to the kitchen to pour a cup of coffee. I'm bloated. I'm running to the bathroom. My hair starts falling out. I'm prescribed to inhalers. And so I truly felt defeated. But there was this one day that changed everything. And that is when I was leaving a workout class and I pulled out my Premier protein drink from my workout bag. And I'm reading everything. And of course, just like we've all been taught and led to believe, if you count your protein, your calories, your carbs, your sodium, and you stay within this number system, everything will be great, right? So I'm reading, and then my walk was a little longer than normal. So I flip it over and I realize that this ingredient label, first of all, is from top to bottom. It's the tiniest print ever. So I have to kind of like zoom in and I'm looking. And I realize after the third word, I no longer can even pronounce these ingredients. I can't even pick them out in nature. And so at the time, I didn't put all this together and, you know, productize it and figure it out. Instead, I felt betrayed. I felt lied to. I felt very confused. And I also felt very scared. So it felt like my heart dropped to the floor, gray clouds came over me, and I ran home, immediately opened the refrigerator. I start reading my coffee creamer, salad dressings, all of my condiments. I'm looking at all of my proteins, everything that I'm consuming. And I'm realizing, what are these ingredients? So I start on this wake up mission. Every morning I wake up and I start at a grocery store and I'm going up and down every aisle. All of a sudden it looks like the shelves are empty at this point. I can't eat anything. And I didn't lose hope. It took me many years, many grocery store visits, many research, but all of a sudden I would find a protein made with one real ingredient and I'd swap it out. And then I'd find, you know, ranch dressing for my salad made with the right oil and no preservatives and no refined sugars. And so on this mission, once I figured out, here's the pasta, here's the pizza, here's the ice cream, here's the salad dressings, here's the coffee creamer. Well, guess what happened, Rachel? My inflammation shed, I kid you not, it felt like 2 or 3 days, my stomach was flat. All of a sudden, my skin's clearing up. I no longer need an inhaler when I'm working out. My endurance gets better. When the endurance gets better, well, I'm all of a sudden the girl in the back of the class to nail the front. I go ask, hey, can I try out? Can I be an instructor? I feel so fired up. Life is worth living again. My husband's no longer taking Nexium. I'm losing weight. I'm fitting in clothes. I'm feeling optimal, like I am supposed to. In your case, I felt like, oh my gosh, I've biohacked the food. I have figured out how I can eat pizza and turkey sandwiches and eat all the foods I love and feel good. So I start teaching spin classes and clients start coming up to me saying, hey, what are you eating? Why are you changing like this? And I said, you know, I'm eating pasta. I'm eating anything I want. So they asked me to start taking them grocery shopping and going to their house, cleaning out their kitchen. And that is where the birth of Wake Up and Read the Labels has come from. Starting with coaching private clients to group clients to an online course.
Excellent, excellent. I would love to speak to something here. I do have a background in gen chem, organic chem, and biochem. So I'm used to rattling off these long chemical compound names. And one thing I would love to point out to everybody here is that every single compound on Earth has a chemical, aka a chemical compound name. So just because you can't pronounce it doesn't necessarily mean it's bad. This is the tricky part. Water is even considered a chemical. So we're going to talk about greenwashing and all this stuff and marketing ploys that,
No, it's
so
real.
oh my gosh, it is so difficult for the average consumer to navigate. So I'm really excited for you to share your wisdom here in the show. And some of the things you touched on, which I love to talk about here as well, when we are less inflamed, we will feel better and look our best. Skin inflammation will resolve, weight loss will happen, brain fog will lift. We can be beautiful and brainy. And in my opinion, they really actually go hand in hand. We're not just talking about showing up to an aesthetic provider and receiving rejuvenation practices and treatments. It really does come down to about 90% to 99% making healthy lifestyle choices. So if you ever see a product and the marketing is saying it's chemical free, and the first ingredient is water. Water is technically a chemical, so it's really tricky. So if you do see that type of marketing right off the bat, I kind of want you to be skeptical of that product in and of itself. All right, let's get into it. Which top three ingredients are keeping us from feeling our best, Jen?
Ooh, top three. I would say the most widely consumed here in America is canola oil. We can, say, hey, it's all seed oils, but let's go with canola oil. The issue is that you got US Foods and Sysco supplying all the restaurants, and it is all oil, which is why people can go to a restaurant and they think they're choosing healthy because they're getting either a salad or grilled chicken, grilled fish with vegetables. However, it's still cooked in canola oil. So, which I tell my clients, and I always preach, hey, when you go to a restaurant, request that it's cooked in butter. It may not be grass-fed butter. It might not be the best butter in the world. It could even potentially have oil in it. However, it's going to make you feel better than typical standard canola oil. Issue being they're high in omega-6s. The Western diet has too many omega-6s in it, and it's promoting inflammation. We're not getting enough omega-3s, that anti-inflammatory benefit. The second ingredient, ooh, I'm gonna go with soy on this one because there's a lot of people living a gluten-free life, but they're still consuming soy. And often when you're eating soy, it's gonna look like wheat in your body. You're gonna see kind of that same kind of inflammatory response. Another issue with soy is that it's one of the highest GMO crops here in America. And then the third one, ooh, the third ingredient, I'm gonna go with the, this kind of blows people's mind, but the, or maybe it doesn't, enriched flours. So when you're seeing the wheat flour, you're seeing the white flour, the issue again is that they're removing all the fiber from it. You're left with glucose. So it's only causing you to be more hungry and tired. They're having to put sweeteners in there to make it even taste good. It's usually assisted by preservatives. If you are just focused on your nutrition facts and you're really missing the leading cause of inflammation, which is often these ingredients, it's time to step back and wake up and realize, hey, even though I'm eating less carbs or calories, maybe I'm not choosing the right quality of ingredients.
Wonderfully stated. All right, let's have a little bit of fun here.
Okay.
I am going grocery shopping with a family member, loved one, friend. When I go grocery shopping with my biohacking friends, this is a really funny moment that we have together, especially with one of my girlfriends, Katie, that I co-host the Beauty and the Biohacker podcast with. So let's have a little bit of fun with this to teach you some strategies and things to avoid. Grocery shopping funnies. I will be going down the aisles and I'll say, hey, let's get some kale chips. And everybody who's done, the biome testing and food testing knows that kale is actually quite inflammatory, even though it's something that's been promoted to being quote unquote healthy because it's a green. Same thing goes with oat milk. Oat milk is actually highly inflammatory. Same with a lot of these packaged up milk and dairy alternatives. They're full of these oils. You really have to check the ingredients. And the other joke is, let's get some margarine. And
oh my God.
Grass-fed beef. I have, been out for dinner with certain people like Dave Asprey, and I've seen how he orders his food. He says, steam the vegetables, no canola oil, and, you know, cook my meat in butter only and season it with salt. And that's it. And we do have to take ownership over the way that we are ordering, even if you feel like you're imposing or being a little bit, you know, fussy. This is really important because this is for your health. Mm-hmm. These toxic oils take a long time to leave the body, and they a lot of times reside in cells that can lead to weight loss resistance, like you said. So you have to avoid these things. Kale chips, oat milk, margarine are big ones. You mentioned canola oil, soybean oil. Be picky for slowing aging and stepping into your power and your most beautiful self. All right. Question here. I'm going to put you on the spot here, Jen.
There you are, right? So good for it.
This is a question that I have for you. What if a product is organic? It has that non-GMO sticker. However, it has ingredients like modified cornstarch or modified potato starch or other modified ingredients. How would you navigate this?
Yeah. So I always say, let's take arsenic, right? Do you want to eat or consume arsenic, even if it's organic? It's like, no, you don't want to do that. So you have to be a label reader. You have to understand what these foods, how your body is reacting to these foods, whether it's organic or not. Sure, choosing organic is a good rule of thumb if you are grocery shopping. However, if you can't afford organic, well, making sure that you look at, you know, okay, what products for sure have the pesticide and which don't, things like that. But I like to stand with the whole just perspective of if it's arsenic and it's still organic, you probably don't want to consume it. So for example, let's say we have oats, okay, oat milk, and sure, you got your, I speak brands on my podcast. I don't know if you do, but if you have Califia Farms, sure, they have emulsifiers in it. They have preservatives. They have the vegetable oils. And so let's pretend it was organic, okay? You probably still don't want to consume this because your body still isn't going to like preservatives. It's still not going to like the vegetable oils, right? Now let's take a clean brand, which I love is Three Trees. They have an oat milk and it's strictly like oats. It's organic oats. It's maybe got organic sunflower seeds, filtered water. And I think that's it. So now you're looking at three simple ingredients and they're organic. I like to also tell people, hey, listen, what happens to oats when you put them in water? They expand. So even though this oat may be deemed organic and it has no pesticide residue on it, it's still, your body's still going to bloat and it's still not going to like it. And it can still promote inflammation. So organic is, I guess, good, but organic doesn't mean it's good for you.
Yes. Thank you so much for clearing that up. That was a question I had for you.
Of course.
So the other thing I'm noticing in the aesthetic space, as you know, I teach other doctors and nurses. I also teach the client how to be a more conscious consumer. And I see this all the time. Clinics are selling toxic products with these toxic ingredients. And one of the practices that I do actually every quarter is review the ingredients of the products that I'm selling, because sometimes manufacturers can switch things up there. And you have to do this with your food labels as well. You can't just trust. You literally have to check every time you're purchasing the products. They could reformulate. They may have sold the brand to someone else and they are reducing the quality. And what I find is even most aesthetic providers aren't even aware of the concept of toxic oils, rancid oils, or even that an ingredient like vitamin C, if it's not stabilized, can go rancid and actually become an oxidant on the skin. So this is why it's not just about buying a product with, say, vitamin C in it, but buying a product that has years of research and development on it to ensure that that final formulation is stable and is giving the results that we want. And I'm just blown away that most aesthetic providers don't know this, and the, you know, patients are showing up in the clinic and they're being given recommendations. I then go through their recommendations in my one-on-one consultations and say, okay, I look at every ingredient. The worst thing, and I'm sure you see this as well, is when products are marketed, they'll be marketing their five hero ingredients on, say, their sales page, their whatever. And it's really difficult to actually find the ingredients list, which usually means they have something to hide.
Oh yeah. I mean, there's definitely an argument for in shedding light on mislabeling to the consumer. And like you said, you're educating, you're researching on these things. That is a full-time job. A lot of these providers, they don't have time for that. They're having to see patients all day and they're just having someone come into their office and tell them, you know, about the new and beautiful and glorified, amazing new skincare. But unfortunately, you have to find who's doing the research for you and who's figuring out these things and who's working with clients and who are getting results. So I appreciate you doing that for people in the skincare. I can comment on that. We do that for the food labels as well. For example, I've had Malk on my podcast before and it was super clean. And this new guy, he became the CEO, did a taste test, figured out people actually like it when they put natural flavors in there. But he didn't even know who his market was. And he didn't even know that natural flavors were bad until he switched it out and the market came screaming, knocking on his door. Hey, we don't want the natural flavors. So it is important for also companies to be ethical and to say what they mean, do what they say, and provide good quality products to consumers. But yes, if you're reading things and you're looking at a website, you're looking at a product, and it's saying, you know, oh, high in omega-3s and three simple ingredients or something, and you flip it over and either the ingredients are impossible to find or just there's sometimes you'll see three ingredients that are bolded and then there's like 10 other ingredients that are not bolded. So it can be sneaky.
Absolutely. I know this whole industry of, you know, big beauty, big food, it is all about the marketing. And that's why you're here, to become a more conscious consumer. Mm-hmm. All right. How can food help us with slowing aging, having us experience the best version of ourselves in our lives, and mental clarity? What are the overlaps here?
For sure. Well, your gut is connected to everything in your body, right? Your gut is the one that gets exposure, I would say, from the outside, the gut and the brain, everything. So when you are feeding your body, I like to make this in a very simple format. When you're feeding your body foods it can recognize, what happens? It does the work it needs to. It digests it properly, and then your body can go and repair old cells. It can allow you to get a deeper sleep. It can give you more mental clarity, because when you're eating foods your body doesn't recognize, what happens is it puts off this inflammatory response and your body screams. And so for some people, that could be IBS, skin breakouts, fatigue, weight gain, chronic inflammation, inflammatory related diseases. So it's super important to take a step back and look at look at the food industry, but also look at what's going on with America. We're the sickest we've ever been. We're the most obese we've ever been. And it's become this, a unhealthy way of eating. Bad eating has become very convenient and very cheap. And so a lot of people are doing it. And so looking at, hey, listen, I'm feeling obese, or I'm dealing with inflammatory related diseases or chronic inflammation. So what's going on? What am I feeding myself? Food and medicine, first of all, are very disconnected. People are siloed on where to get help, and providers are fragmented. They don't know how to help the consumer who wants this holistic lifestyle. One in three consumers here in America now are looking for holistic health solutions. So I do think there's importance of educating the consumer and connecting the consumer with the providers and the other way around.
Beautifully said. And just something to add, eat more bioavailable foods. What I like to do with salad dressings is go for an avocado oil-based yep. salad dressing instead. Avoid packaged foods at all costs. Packaged foods are very expensive. Mm-hmm. And eat as fresh as possible. Support those farmers markets. Make sure you are having organic veggies, especially that are growing in the ground. One of the other things that you sort of made me think about here is that bad eating is accelerating the need for rejuvenation. Mm-hmm. All these signs of inflammation, redness, puffiness, darkness to the eyes, redness to the corners of the nose, quote unquote sensitive skin, quote unquote rosacea, acne, hyperpigmentation, accelerated aging, fine lines, wrinkles, dryness. These are all signs of internal gut imbalances. So when you reduce the inflammation and enhance your at-home care, you will actually have less of a need for in-clinic rejuvenation, which is what I've experienced personally, having had a history of breakouts. And then once a month, I'd have to laser those red inflamed, post-inflammatory, hyperpigmented spots away. And now I might have one laser a year and just really focus on leading a low inflammatory lifestyle. This is really important, everybody.
Yeah. I mean, I think what people are dealing with, their symptoms, that is your body's way of talking to you. It can't like come out and say, hey, listen, the A, B, and C are wrong. So you have to take it with a grain of salt. Like, oh my gosh, I'm having all these breakouts and I'm having all these skin issues. So something is going on in the inside, and looking at what you're eating is the first step to reversing that and to identify that and to be able to fix that for sure.
Mm-hmm. And everybody listening, Jen Smiley really is a leader in this space. So definitely make sure that you connect with her and download her free morning guide at freemorningguide.com and learn more about Jen Smiley at jensmiley.com. I'm telling you, she is a wealth of knowledge, and we do have to retrain ourselves with how we're purchasing food. So speaking of purchasing foods, Jen, what is it really like for us to pay a visit to the grocery store with our friends and family?
Oh, great question. I actually did a podcast with both of my sons. They're 9 and 11. And I said, hey, what is it like with a mom that reads the labels? What is it like going to the grocery store? And they say, oh my gosh, it's so annoying. And my other one says, it's so weird. She picks up everything and reads everything. But like you said, you do have to have ongoing research. So often I may go to the grocery store and want to look for 5 things so that I can, you know, throw it in a pan and make it for dinner. But often I am in the grocery store and I'm seeing what is new. I'm seeing, you know, different brands putting out different things, but it is time consuming for me. I know I feel like the grocery store shopping experience has not been revolutionized in a long time. Like the only thing that's revolutionized it really is the self-checkout. That's it. But otherwise, I tell people, hey, listen, can you imagine going to the store and everything being a clear package? No branding, no nutrition panel, no prices, no colors. You would not know what to do. So people have to be aware of that when they are grocery shopping. They're often looking for the same brands. They're looking for things that say gluten-free, cholesterol-free, heart healthy. These are selling tactics. So making sure that I myself, when I'm at the grocery, that I'm paying attention to these things and seeing what's behind there, what's really inside of this food. So, but the grocery store is my favorite place. And my parents grew for 30 years. They were one of the fastest growing convenience stores in America. So I grew up in a grocery store, and I know all about companies coming in and paying for different shelves and having different rows and getting in front of the consumer's eye. So these are just important things to keep in mind.
Yes, very well said. All right. When I go grocery shopping, I feel like I put more things back on the shelves than I actually put in my basket. And sometimes you can make this a little bit easier on yourself by finding more conscious grocers in your local community. One of the things that just drives me bonkers is going to Whole Foods in their hot bar and noticing probably about 80 to 90% of the items that you may be trying to make a healthy salad with actually contain canola oil.
Yeah. Do you know why?
Tell me why.
Well, Whole Foods used to be Whole Foods and it used to be great. Then Amazon bought Whole
Foods. Oh, yes. Yes, I do know this.
Yeah. Once they bought that, I mean, they probably looked at it and were like, hey, if we use extra virgin olive oil or avocado oil, this is how much we're spending to do all this pre-made food. So let's cut our costs. And now it's a bummer.
You touched on something very important here. Big tech is now in big food.
Yep.
Big pharma is now in big food and also in big beauty. One of the companies out there, Nestle, which is a big food product, they actually have acquired a number of top shelf practitioner grade skincare companies.
Mm-hmm.
And over-the-counter skincare companies and makeup lines. So you really need to do your research with these companies. So this is what I do behind the scenes. It is like a full-time job keeping track on, okay, which company's been acquired in the skin and aesthetic space. And, you know, these are all really important things.
It's like who sold their soul today?
Yes, you said it. I didn't have to.
I know it's a bummer. No, and that's why I think it's beautiful. There's a beautiful story of podcasts and social media, because at this time in our life where capitalism is very high and these companies are, I don't want to say they're not being ethical, because I don't think they're maliciously doing this behind the scenes, but I do think they're trying to get their costs down to make bigger profit. But I think that this grassroots style of conversation with podcasts and with social media is allowing to put that vote inside of the consumer's hands and really educate them, because there are these kind of, you know, certifications and these boards and these regulations that are controlling how we're being influenced. And if people just look at it from the other side and say, you know what, I'm going to learn this myself, I'm going to take matters into my own hands, then guess what? You too can eat the foods you love, feel good, in addition to finding clear skincare products that can really support what's going on with your body.
Beautifully said. And actually on my e-store, I work with about 15 different brands and I pick the superstars and leave out the duds. So you can shop with ease at rachelvarga.ca on my e-store there. All in one spot. Beauty, self-care products, grooming products. I've done the heavy lifting for you so you don't have to.
Awesome.
Jen, where can people learn more about your work and download your free guides to help them on the right track?
For sure. If you're listening, I would head to freemorningguide.com. You'll discover 3 common foods killing your energy and ruining your day. Also, follow me on social media at Wake Up and Read the Labels. Take you a lot behind the scenes at the grocery store, client stories, things like that. So that's the best place to start.
Wonderful. And I will give all of you a heads up when Jen and I do an IG live as well. And get into the weeds a little bit more. This is exciting. This was a really fun conversation to have. You all need to know this information. It's very important, very timely. And I just want to thank you, Jen, for being here on the Rachel Varga podcast. I'm sure that I'll definitely be inviting you back on the show. Love what you're doing. Love what you and your husband are doing. You're raising your family as well in the right way in these times. So everyone take notes from Jen Smiley. She's here to help all of you help live your best life, be your most radiant version, be less inflamed, have more energy, and have clearer skin. So thank you, Jen, for joining us here on the show.
Of course. Likewise, Rachel. You've been amazing. Thanks so much.